DeepEnglish.com. The Savior of Mothers, Fluency Booster, Part C. Some doctors were insulted that Semmelweis was saying that they were not clean. Why were the doctors insulted? The doctors were insulted that Semmelweis was saying that they were not clean. They couldn't believe that they were the cause of the disease. These were highly educated men who made their life work healing. To have a young doctor say that they were killing their patients was unbelievable. Were these doctors educated? Yes, these doctors were highly educated. Did they believe Semmelweis? No, they didn't believe Semmelweis. It's hard to believe, but Klein was successful in attacking Semmelweis's ideas and destroying his name. Was Klein successful in attacking Semmelweis? Yes, he was successful in attacking Semmelweis. Did he destroy his name? Yes, he destroyed his name. Even though his discovery had saved the lives of thousands of women, he was fired from the hospital in 1850. Semmelweis left Austria and returned to Hungary, where he started working as a doctor there. What happened in 1850? In 1850, he was fired. What did he do after he was fired? After he was fired, he left Austria and returned to Hungary, where he started working as a doctor. He had similar success in reducing puerperal fever there. He married, had 5 children, and became a successful private doctor. But he was not happy. Did Semmelweis have a family? Yes, he had a family. He married and had 5 children. Was he successful? Yes, he became a successful private doctor. Was he happy? No, he wasn't happy. Over the years, he became increasingly angry. What happened? He became increasingly angry. He often changed every conversation to the topic of disease and washing hands. What did he always want to talk about? He always wanted to talk about disease and washing hands. He sent letters attacking doctors all over Europe who did not accept his ideas. He called them murderers and fools. Who did he send letters to? He sent letters to doctors all over Europe. What did he call them? He called them murderers and fools. He started to drink too much and started to spend time with prostitutes. Did he eat too much? No, he didn't eat too much. He drank too much. Who did he spend time with? He spent time with prostitutes. He became forgetful and depressed. He also began to attack his family. Who did he attack? He attacked his family. Maybe the stress of never being respected for his ideas was too much. Attacking his family was the beginning of the end for Semmelweis. His wife put him into a mental hospital in Austria. Where did his wife put him? His wife put him in a mental hospital in Austria. Many mental hospitals in the 1850s were terrible places. What kind of places were mental hospitals in the 1850s? Many mental hospitals in the 1850s were terrible places. Semmelweis tried to leave, but the guards tied and beat him. The beatings were so bad, he died 2 weeks after arriving. Did he try to leave? Yes, he tried to leave. What did the guards do to Semmelweis? The guards tied and beat him. When did he die? He died 2 weeks after arriving. How could a man that had saved so many lives fall so low? Now everyone knows that doctors must wash their hands, and everyone knows there are dangerous germs that are too small to see. Do people know about germs today? Yes, everyone knows about germs today. This is common knowledge, but in Semmelweis's time, this was crazy. Were germs common knowledge in Semmelweis's time? No, germs weren't common knowledge in Semmelweis's time. Invisible particles killing people sounded like magic, or the talk of a crazy person. What did people think about invisible particles? They thought it sounded like magic or the talk of a crazy person. It didn't fit with the common knowledge of the time. Even though Semmelweis was correct, the people of his time could not accept an idea that was so different. This rejection of new knowledge because it does not fit with the accepted knowledge of the time is now called the Semmelweis reflex. What is the Semmelweis reflex? The Semmelweis reflex is the rejection of new knowledge because it does not fit with the accepted knowledge of the time. Big jumps in science and technology often sound crazy. People used to believe that the Earth was flat. Did people always know the Earth was round? No, people didn't always know the Earth was round. People used to believe the Earth was flat. The idea that the Earth was round was crazy. Semmelweis's story reminds us all to stay open to new ideas, even if they are difficult to imagine. What does Semmelweis's story remind us to do? Semmelweis's story reminds us all to stay open to new ideas, even if they are difficult to imagine.